Everybody's got busy lives. I know it. I know it. It's not easy. But if it doesn't affect you, then is it really giving? I wonder. In a sense, it is. Some people have much. And they're not impacted by giving a lot. Some people don't have much, and they give what they can, and it impacts them greatly. It's all needed. Tony Calden told a story about how a young couple who really believed in what he was doing gave them everything they could. Rick's had people give to the Duco Project. $5. And every time we have someone give to anything we support, no matter how much it is or how little it is, it's all relative of how much it affects them to do it. We thank them. We thank you for giving us your most precious commodity, your time, and listening to our little show here and supporting us. So the point is, of this episode, is why don't you just try to start doing something that you're passionate about and it's been hard to do so. Why don't you just try to launch it? People might say, oh, you're crazy. You don't have time for that. You're right. You probably don't. But you can't listen to them all the time. I know they're concerned about you. Get out there and make an impact, because we all want to. And if you don't believe it by now, I'm going to tell you. Everyone should realize that they were here to do something great, to reach their potential. Everybody.
The key way to get change is by you, the individual, is by you sharing those values. And yes, you can try to, you know, use your electoral chain and stuff like that and your representatives to get the word out. But at the end of the day, the problem that comes in is as soon as you start hitting any type of internet platforms, again, if it's not playing the narrative that people want to hear, they're going to sit there and suppress it. So my point, kind of trying to drive home with this one, is do what you can. You know, if you like messages that you're hearing from people, help spread that word. And how do you do that is really by sitting there kind of going, share the message, share the word, and help people understand what you back or believe to get that message out there. So what you have to do is, in my opinion, almost beat the machine, if that's even possible. You know, and that's why we sit there and go, hey, why do we say hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, rating, reviews, you know, I don't care if it's a thumbs up emoji, because we're trying to beat the machine, for lack of better terms, so that we can get our reach out there. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy, not trying to be a downer, not trying to do anything, just saying, hey, this is the reality we live in. And just hope that you understand, when you go to social, when you go to the internet, when you go to whatever, if you sit there and go, why am I not getting this reach or that reach? You sit there and go, what am I actually saying? What am I actually doing? Am I going against somebody's narrative? I mean, it's been proven time and time again that these platforms are all manipulated. So if we understand that, then we sit there and can go, okay, cool. How do we sit there and try to battle it? I don't know that we can ever battle and win. But I think we can do by partnering with others, by partnering with, you know, like-minded individuals, we can help share that word across numerous different platforms and hopefully kind of help beat the suppression of free speech that's currently going on in the country. And again, we're sitting there going, you know, we've got these mass shootings going on all the time, and you can't blame the firearm. The firearm does nothing. But when you look at people's hidden agenda, they can de-arm the society, then, you know, it's easy. I mean, here's the thing. It was an EIB task for us, you know, back in the 80s. And here's the deal. You know, it was the cravat, and Mark helped me out. It was the tent pole and then the tent rope there to kind of tie off the tent pole once you tightened it down. But, you know, here's my thing, Jason, right? They gave us some guidance where it went, right? So if I remember right, a couple inches above or below any joint, stuff like that. And Mark, if I'm off the mark here, chime in. But I remember, I remember doing that. I remember primarily putting them on the legs, not so much on the arms, although you could put it on the arm if need be. But like you said, it was kind of a last resort type deal. It was, hey man, apply your pressure dressing, do all that stuff. If that doesn't stop the bleeding, then yeah, we would employ a tourniquet, which isn't what you know a tourniquet of today. It was, like I said, a cravat. I don't know that we ever did the belts, because I don't think our belts, well, I don't know they ever pushed the belts. I can't remember, you know, I could be wrong, but I don't remember the belts. Yeah. I just remember the cravat. The belts
were more like a Hollywood thing. It was like, you know,
yeah,
someone gets shot in a movie, someone's whipping off a belt, and they don't even know what the hell they're doing with it, because you can't even crank it down.
And that's the thing, man. It's like, where do you start? It's like clean house with them, and then I guess the succession comes in as far as whoever comes up next, but it's absolutely ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Everything they touch has been an absolute disaster. Everything. Yeah. There hasn't been one thing that's worked that they've tried to implement. It's just made everything 10 times worse. And what's the old standby? They go ahead and they grab a Hollywood actor that everybody trusts and bring him in to talk. So let's talk a little bit about Matthew McConaughey. Now, for all intensive purposes, I think what he was saying, I wasn't buying it. I got to admit, I wasn't buying it. But I think he was completely genuine in why he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's his childhood hometown, I believe.
Yep.
But it's just another way to get the American people behind what they're trying to do. And I don't think we're going to go into the weeds of what they're trying to do as far as the bill that they're presenting. But it's another way to just have someone shill for the president that everybody likes.
Yeah.
You know, the days the confused guy. All right. You know, everybody likes him.
Sure.
He's a likable guy.
Yeah.
So they throw a mic in front of him, put him up there and let him do his thing. And people, they love him.
But he's missed the mark, right?
Oh, yeah.
The mark is this, and I'll just put it as easy and as bold of a statement as I can. Hold people accountable. So the firearms do nothing. I've got all kinds of loaded guns in this house. They're not growing legs walking out the front door and killing people. They ain't killing me in sleep, right? It requires a human being to make a decision to do that. We are not holding people accountable for their actions. Until we do that, and honestly, Mark, I think it goes back until we get the W&L column back in, you know, Tykes Sports and teach them there's winners and losers, we're going to continue to see these problems. But there's no accountability.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a society that's out of control with violence. And we're doing nothing about it except lip service going, we need more laws. Okay.
Yeah.
We've already proven those don't work. Chicago's your living proof. Okay. The assault weapons ban of 94, that's your historic proof. It doesn't work. No more legislation works.
You know, tactical stuff, operational into training company, consulting. and that kind of thing. And yeah, I think diversifying is a good way of putting it, because then you're more marketable. You know, not only can you do the law enforcement, or in your case, you know, the federal law enforcement, the broadcasting, but now you could do, you know, instructing instead of being operational, which is, there's a big need for a lot of that type of stuff.
There's a huge need. Yeah. And, you know, when I think pivoting too, I also think about like when we used to march, when you do a half step, you do a full step, you know, you do a reverse step. You're not always pivoting completely in a reverse, completely in a different direction. And you brought up some great points, you know, changing your mentality, especially when it comes to like the defense industry. We're talking firearms, we're talking tactics and everything. It's a lot different when you're talking to civilians and people who already have prior training.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right. It's all mindset, you know, pivoting from one job to the next. But training civilians as opposed to someone who has some experience, I have honestly found that if you totally give them the same program, it may not work. But the fundamentals never change. So when we're talking about mindset for the law enforcement guys, they know, hey, you know, I've always got to be prepared to defend myself. Civilians hardly ever think about that. So you interject those things a little bit more along with the fundamentals. And then when you're with the law enforcement guys, you reinforce the danger factor. It's just a little bit different, but honestly, I'm just there to teach them a skill. And then I also find myself talking a lot more about mindset than probably almost everything else, because of why we're doing stuff, not necessarily what to do. I can tell someone how to do a mag change or what type of mag change, but why we're doing this type of mag change is what you really want to beat into them, because then again, it's all situational and it's all awareness.